Each week, Between the Lines Radio News Magazine reaches listeners at more than 60 community radio stations and thousands more listeners through podcasts and social media. Your support enables Between the Lines to continue our coverage of underreported issues during this dangerous year where corporate media are attempting to normalize Donald Trump racism and hate. Please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
Criminal justice issues have so far taken a back seat to the Trump administration's early executive orders restricting the entry of immigrants and refugees, building the Mexican border wall, and the president's nomination of conservative Judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court. But starting with the fact that candidate Trump supported the death penalty and torture and called himself the law and order candidate, those working to reform the U.S. criminal justice system and reduce the prison and jail population of 2.2 million are very concerned. Their worry is focused on what issues may be addressed in future executive orders or new legislation from the Republican-controlled Congress. Mark Maurer is executive director of the Sentencing Project, a group which researches alternatives to the nation's prison industrial complex. He notes that in 1970, the U.S. held 300,000 prisoners, but that number grew in 2016 to 2.2 million, a sevenfold increase. In recent years, the number of inmates has declined slightly as a result of changes at the federal level and in some states. But despite the reductions, the U.S. still holds more prisoners than any other country in the world. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Mark Maurer, who lays out some of the likely changes in direction on criminal justice policies carried out under the Obama administration these past 8 years.
We don't really know yet what the criminal justice agenda is going to look like. You know, on the one hand, we've had several years of building bipartisan support in Congress for sentencing reform. Senator Grassley, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, longtime Republican conservative, had been a leading sponsor and proud to be sponsoring a sentencing reform bill, and we saw related bills in the House. The new president, though, to the extent he has any history on these issues, he announced on the campaign trail that he's the law and order candidate. He's made some fairly vicious statements in the past, advocating for a death penalty and other harsh punishments. So we don't know how that conflict will be resolved or so. The other issue, of course, is the next Attorney General, Senator Sessions, having been nominated. Senator Sessions, in addition to all his beliefs and policies regarding immigration, other issues on criminal justice policy, he's been very much a tough-on-crime advocate for a long time. He was an opponent of the sentencing reform legislation in Congress. When it passed through the Judiciary Committee on a bipartisan vote, he was one of a number of Republicans who voted against it. He hasn't said much about what his priorities will be, but, we're not terribly optimistic at that level either. The Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department has been very aggressive and responding broadly to the tensions between law enforcement and African-American communities, developed consent decrees and been engaged in Ferguson, Baltimore, Chicago, and many other cities. Senator Sessions has made it pretty clear he's not very interested in pursuing that line of action and essentially is, a law enforcement supporter and doesn't seem like he's terribly interested in dealing with tensions in any other kinds of ways right now.
Mark Maurer, I've been hearing mention of Trump's support for private prisons. This with the backdrop of the federal government announcing last year that it is moving away from private prisons. What can you say about that move and about Trump's plans, if any, in this regard?
The federal government has been a major contractor with private prisons, but as a result of a very critical report by the Inspector General of the Justice Department regarding what happens in private prisons, and also the fact that the federal prison population has been declining, there's less need for them to contract out for those beds. Following that announcement, the stock of the major private prison companies went down 35% the next day. then the day after the election in November, the stock of the private prison companies went up 40%. Numerous studies have documented higher levels of abuse, poor training of staff, high turnover, poor management, not to mention that they generally don't save any significant amount of money either. Now, having said that, that doesn't suggest that public prisons, whether they're federal or state, are necessarily doing a good job or avoiding those issues. Now, we haven't heard specific policy recommendations from Senator Sessions or the White House so far, but everything in the past suggests that they would be much more favorably inclined to look towards private prison operators, just part of their general belief in the private sector. So this is a very troubling development. You know, unless they have plans to dramatically increase the federal prison population, it's really uncalled for, because with the population declining, they can handle what number of people they have in prison through the regular federal prisons. So it's partly a question of ideology versus practicality and money and how they come out on all those issues.
So give me a temperature check on the issue of criminal justice reform as you see it right now.
You know, nearly 90% of the people behind bars are at the state or local level. So there's some reason for hope there. You know, a good number of states have enacted policy reforms in recent years, specifically for lower-level drug offenses, also around community supervision and how people are reentering the community. And most of those states are relatively pleased with the results that they've seen so far. So I think there's a pretty big gap between what goes on in Washington and what happens at the state level. So regardless of the rhetoric or policy at the federal level, I think there's good reason to believe that much of that reform momentum at the state level can continue in the next several years.
That was Mark Maurer, Executive Director of the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project. Learn more about the criminal justice reform work of the project by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.